The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A pastor had been making hospital visits in a large city hospital, and he was just about finished. And so he was up on the one of the tallest floors, and so he got in on the elevator and started to go down to the basement where his car was parked in the parking garage. And so he pushed the button for the B, went down, and went to the next floor. It stopped and opened up, and in walked a stylishly business-dressed woman who came in on the elevator, and she also pushed the basement button. And they went on down. Well, a couple of floors later, more people started coming in. And about halfway through then, the doors opened up once again. And in rushed, or looked like they were going to rush in, two young men. And just as the one man was coming into the elevator, the other one grabbed him and pulled him back and said, "This elevator's going down. We want to go up." And so when the doors closed again then, the stylishly dressed woman said, "Idiots." It took the pastor by shock that she had such quick judgment against these two young men. And nobody else spoke either. They weren't about to speak up. And so the elevator went down. Other people came in and off. And when it came down to the first floor, most of the people started to step off to go into the lobby area. And the stylishly dressed woman also stepped off the elevator. But as soon as she got out of the elevator, she looked around and realized this isn't where she was supposed to be. So she turned around and rushed back into the elevator right before the doors closed. And once the doors closed, she kind of sheepishly said, "I guess we're all idiots." It's somewhat a sad comment on life of how we see ourselves and how we see others in this world. How quick we are to judgment. But as Christians, we know that we are actually not idiots. We may do idiotic things from time to time. We may do hurtful things, harmful things, self-centered things. We may even do evil things from time to time. But we know that God has called us to be his own. In those waters of baptism, God calls us to be his very own children. We are not idiots. We are children of God. Sometimes we are rebellious children of God, but yet we are still children of God. Which brings us then to our gospel lesson this morning. In the gospel lesson, it's a short reading of Jesus being baptized by John in the River Jordan. One of the puzzling things about this story, and it puzzles me, is why did Jesus need to be baptized? As I mentioned, we do rebellious things, we do sinful things, we do hurtful things, we do harmful things. We need forgiveness. John was out in the wilderness preaching a sermon of repentance. Repent, turn around, turn away from your sins, reform your life, change your ways. And get ready, because Christ is coming. And that was his message. Change your ways, repent, be sorry for your sins. And then he was baptizing them for the forgiveness of their sins. A rite or symbolism of washing the sins away so that people knew that they would be forgiven by God. So why did Jesus need to be baptized? We, as Christians, believe that Jesus was without sin. He did not commit any sins. He had nothing to repent about. He had nothing to ask for forgiveness about. So why was Jesus baptized? It even puzzled John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist says, I should be the one being baptized by you. Why do you need to be baptized? And Jesus' answer is, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. I'm not sure that I have the complete and correct answer of why Jesus was baptized, but I think it has a clue right there of Jesus' explanation. We just came through the whole Christmas celebration. We read the Bible stories of Jesus' birth. We heard the message that came from the angels that Christ was coming to earth. The Son of God was coming to earth. The Messiah was here. And in this story then too, after Jesus is baptized, we hear those words of God that says, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. So here we see that Jesus, this one who is being baptized, is the Son of God. He truly is God. He is made of the same substance as the Father. This is God. But at the same time, we just came through all those Christmas stories, and we heard that Jesus was born as a human. Jesus is fully God, and he is fully human. And he then is the one who knows both. He knows what it is to be God. He knows the Father. He is of the same substance with the Father. It is one God. And at the same time, he knows what it is to be human. And so here this baptism is in the fullness of that righteousness. He connects God to us, or he connects us to God, because Jesus is both God and human. And so that's why he's here in the baptism. Some people say that since this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry, that Jesus didn't really become God, or was not God until his baptism. And it's true, this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. We have heard the stories around Jesus' birth of the angel coming to Mary and telling her what's going to happen, that she will be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. We heard the story of the angel coming to Joseph in a dream, that not to divorce Mary. We heard the story of the angels and the shepherds and the wise men who came to visit Jesus. We heard the story of Herod, who slaughtered all the innocents, and how Mary and Joseph escaped and went to Egypt, and how they came back. And then there's one more story, and that's Jesus when he was about 12 years old, is the story of Jesus going to Jerusalem. And that's it. That's all we know of Jesus' childhood. That's all we know for the first 30 years of his life. It's assumed that Jesus, it does say that Mary and Joseph went back to Nazareth, so that's where Jesus grew up. We know that much as well then, too. We also know that Jesus was a carpenter, so he did, Joseph trained him to be a carpenter as well then, too. But other than that, we don't know anything about Jesus for those first 30 years, other than those few stories. All the rest of everything else that follows in the Gospels are about Jesus and his ministry. 3 short years. But we have heard that Jesus is, or was, born as a human. He experienced everything that we experienced. He got hungry, he got sleepy, he got tired. He had fun, he had laughter, he had joy, he had sadness, he had hurt, he had pain, he had rejection, he had love. He goes through all the things that we go through. He knows us. He knows what this life is about. He knows the hardships. He knows the good times. He knows it all. He knows who we are. And at the same time, he also knows God in a way that we will not know until we are risen from the dead as well. And so now he is our go-between. He's our Savior, but he's also the one who makes the connection between us and God. In January 27th, 1930, was going to be the first worldwide broadcast on the radio. It was King George in his opening address to the London Arms Conference. So 95 years ago, the whole world was going to be connected through the radio. And America almost missed it. In the studios of CBS, one of the technicians tripped over a power wire. And when he tripped over the power wire, it broke the cable. And it was only a few minutes before the king was supposed to make his speech. And there was no way to find new cable. There was no way to patch it up right quick. And so the head technician grabbed one end of the cable, and then he grabbed the other end of the cable, and he put them together. 240 volts of electricity went through that wire. But not only through the wire, it went through this hand, it went through this hand, it went through his whole body. But he held on. He held on to that connection all the way through that speech so that everybody in America could listen as well as the rest of the world. Christ makes the connection for us. He makes that connection. It was not easy, and it was painful, because he did go to the cross and he died for us. But then he also rose from the dead, giving us new life, giving us that promise of new life. And in baptism, we experience that. We experience that promise that we will be raised again. As Martin Luther says, out of the waters of baptism, a new life shall arise. This morning, we had three young people who made affirmation of baptism. They were confirmed. They're taking it on as their responsibility now, that this is their life. This is their life as children of God, that they will continue to remain faithful throughout their life in their beliefs of Jesus Christ. We continue to pray for them as we pray for one another, as we pray for all those who are gathered here this morning, and for those who were not able to make it into worship this morning as well, too. We continue to pray for all people as they continue to live their life in the commitment of following Christ, of knowing that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the one who is beloved, and the one whom God sent to us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.